Hi, and welcome to the Effective Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, and we are going to be talking about being an effective teacher. Okay, in the last episode, I told you six reasons why you should be getting up at 5 a.m. So today, I'm going to give you seven tips for a successful 5 a.m. morning. So this is it's one thing to know why you should be getting up, another thing to go, how do I go about making sure that this morning process is actually successful for me? So tip number one, very obvious, go to bed earlier. Okay, if you are going to start waking up at 5 a.m., you can't be staying up to midnight. Okay, you should not be functioning off 5 hours sleep. You want to make sure you're dedicating enough time for 7.5 to 8 hours sleep is ideal for you as a human being, as an adult. Right, you want to be getting that. There's research that shows if you get too much more than that, you're actually going to wake up tighter, right? If you get less than that, you're going to wake up tired. So that's what you're aiming for, is that kind of 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep. So you need to go to bed basically by about 9:30, 10 o'clock at the latest to get your 7.5 hours to 8 hours of sleep. Next is to use the 10-3-2-1-0 formula. Now, you don't have to memorize that, but you know, it's 3-2-1-0 with a 10 at the beginning. So the way it works is basically no caffeine 10 hours before you go to bed. Okay, that's just to make sure it's essentially not out of your system, but lower in your system, and it's not going to have a huge impact on your sleep. You also want to have no food or alcohol 3 hours before you go to bed, because that can disturb your digestive system and give you a shallower form of sleep. Alcohol particularly is going to impact your sleep. It's not as good a quality. You'll fall asleep faster and easier, but the quality of your sleep is a lot lower if there's alcohol in your system. Then 2 hours before you go to bed, you want to make sure you're not doing any work. Okay, so don't work 2 hours before bed. You want to have kind of a shutdown routine maybe instead, where you're like, okay, I'm done. This is my list of what I'm going to do tomorrow, and I've shut down this. I'm not working anymore today. 2 hours before bed, and then no screens 1 hour before bed is really important too. You want to get off your phones, stop watching Netflix and stuff 1 hour before bed. Sit there, be in some darkness maybe, or be in low light. Maybe you're going to read a book in bed for an hour before you go to sleep. And then the zero is for you never use snooze. That's what the zero is. So 10 hours no caffeine, 3 hours no food or alcohol, 2 hours no work, 1 hour no screens, and then 0 times of using snooze. And the reason for that is that when you first wake up to your alarm or whatever, your body releases some hormones that help you to wake up and to be awake. If you then tell your body, nope, I'm not getting up, I'm going to start going back to sleep, your body then readjusts and starts sending the hormones that you need to go back to sleep, and that makes you more tired when you get out of bed. So you're going to snooze, and then, you know, you might snooze a few times. Let's say 15 minutes later, you're out of bed. That's giving your body 15 minutes to start trying to get you to go to sleep, but you keep waking up, and it sends more and more of the hormones that are causing you to be tired and hopefully putting you to sleep. And so when you eventually get out of bed, you're actually more tired than you would have been if you had have actually just gotten up when the alarm went off in the first place. So never, ever use snooze. That's our 10-3-2-1-0 formula. Tip number three is to make a plan the night before as to how you're going to use your time in the morning. Now, this will actually get you excited. This is what you might do. You know, you're no work 2 hours beforehand. So you're going to sit down and you're going to write a list in that 2 hours of what you're going to do in the morning when you wake up. And so it can be, right, I'm going to get up and the first thing I'm going to do is do my exercise. I'm going to have a coffee. Then I'm going to sit down and here's the three bits of work that I want to do. I'm going to meditate on this or something, whatever it is, right? I'm going to read a chapter of this book as well in the morning. So you outline what you're going to do with your morning before you go to bed, so that when you wake up, you actually don't have to think about it. You just go, right, this is what I'm doing. Sweet. And it also gets you excited the night before, because you're like, oh, I can't wait to get that done. I'm often excited as I go to bed. I'm like, I can't wait till the morning. I'm going to be doing this and this and this, and it's going to be great. It's going to get me well and truly on my way to where I want to be. So that is our third tip. Make that plan the night before. It'll help you to have a good night's sleep. It'll help you to get up excited in the morning, And also make sure you utilize that morning as best as you can. The fourth tip is to automate what you can. So basically, this kind of comes out of the Atomic Habits thing. So when you're trying to create new habits, you want to make things as easy as possible. And so you're basically taking the path of least resistance. And you will always be, your body wants to, your brain wants to take you on whatever path is the least resistance. And so if you, for example, want to go to the gym and you want to start to create a habit of going to the gym every day, okay, you will do a lot better job of getting to the gym. Let's say you're going to do the gym in the morning, right? We're talking about morning routine. So, okay, we're going to go to the gym in the morning. If you go to sleep in your activewear, ready for the gym, with your shoes right next to the bed, so that when you wake up in the morning, you slip on your shoes, your drink bottle is full already, right? Your bag is packed for the gym. So you just get up and pick up that bag and you go to your car and off you go. Path of least resistance. Whereas if you wake up and you're like, where is my gym clothes? I'm going to find my gym clothes. Oh, where are my shoes? Where did I put my keys? I'm going to pack my bag, fill up my drink bottle, right? You're less likely to do that because it's not the path of least resistance. The path of least resistance on that, and with that is if you get up, is to sit on the couch or it's not get up at all. So you want to automate as much as you can. Have your clothes ready, have water ready, have whatever it is that you're doing ready. Okay, so if you're going to be working in the morning, have your computer set up, have it ready to go. You might even have the things open that you're going to be working on so that when you sit at your desk, you're not distracted by other things that are going to come up. No, don't check your emails first. Don't ever check your emails in a 5 a.m. morning routine. That's like a big no-no. In the first chunk of your day, you do the things that matter most. You do the 20% tasks that have the biggest impact. That's what you want to do first thing in the morning. And that can be your professional development type stuff. It can be your exercise, your health. It can be your family. It can be your food. It can be all kinds of stuff. But you want to focus on that, not doing things for other people and getting distracted by emails. So automate things. Make it as simple and straightforward as possible. If you want to have a coffee, make sure everything's ready to go. That your coffee beans are ground already, that they're ready. Maybe you just turn on the coffee machine and press the button and it spits it out. I remember staying at someone's place and they had a coffee machine that would make a coffee on a timer. And so they could just say, at 5 a.m., there'll be a coffee made. And so before they go to bed, they just put the coffee there. They go to bed, they wake up at 5 o'clock, they walk out, there's a freshly made coffee from their machine right there for them. Okay, so that is tip number 4, right? That's 4 tips so far. So going to bed earlier, the 10-3-2-1-0 formula, making a plan the night before, automating what you can. The 5th tip is to throw out your excuses. All right, don't go, it's not going to work, or I'm going to be too tired, or whatever. Just throw them out. Get up and get stuck into things, okay? Nothing will slow you down more than excuses. You don't want to be living your life based on excuses, right? You want to be living your life and achieving things and being someone who makes progress and is having the impact that they want and enjoying things. And this sets you up, right? If you have a successful 5 a.m. morning, you are set up well for the rest of your day. And it's going to compound over a long period of time, right? So let's chuck out those excuses. Don't stay in bed and go, oh, I stayed up too late, or oh, I'm tired, or just get up, right? As soon as that alarm goes off, up you get, and you'll find it a lot easier to do the rest of your morning. Tip 6, start with something that you absolutely love. Okay, so the first thing that you do in the morning should be the thing that you are most excited about. So when you wake up, you're like, oh, yes, I'm going to be doing this. So if you love going for runs, then that's the first thing you do in the morning. You wake up, shoes on, I'm going for a run. Or maybe you love sitting down and reading a good book. So you wake up in the morning, first thing you're doing, reading a good book. Okay? Put the thing that you love most as the first thing. It will help motivate you and excite you to get up and do have a great morning that morning. And then the last tip that I have for you to make a successful 5 a.m. morning is to tell people about it all the time. Now that may make you feel like you're going to be an annoying person to people, but make it so that the people around you know that you're a 5 a.m. person, okay? Most of the people in my life know that I get up at 4:30 and that's when I normally do my work. They all know that. And I actually have people ask me all the time, how's your mornings going? What are you doing in your mornings at the moment? And I get to chat about the things that are exciting me in my mornings, right? The things that I love doing. And that helps me get motivated. But the other thing it does is it helps it stick for me. It helps it turn into a habit for me. Because I've started to attach it to my identity. I've started to say, I am an early morning person. I am a person who gets up, who gets things done before anyone else does, and who is on top of life as everyone else is waking up. And that is who I like to be. I've made that who I am. Other people know and hold me accountable, basically, because they're going to ask. And I'm like, if, you know, my friend Vanessa, if she asked me and I don't have an answer to her, I'm like, oh, no, I haven't been doing it this morning. I feel like a bit of a hypocrite because I encourage people, like I am now, I'm encouraging people to get up early because it helps them to be successful. It helps them to be efficient. It helps them to be effective. And that's what you do when you start to tell people. You're holding yourself accountable, basically, and setting it up and attaching it to who you are. Right, stop saying that you're not a morning person. Switch your language. I am a morning person. I can be a morning person. If you're not a morning person, then you're not a morning person yet, right? A growth mindset there. So there are my tips, 7 tips for a successful 5 a.m. morning. Go to bed earlier. Use the 10-3-2-1-0 formula. Make a plan. Automate as much as you can. Throw out your excuses. Start with the thing that you absolutely love first and tell people all about it. I hope that sets you up for success. I hope that it benefits you and helps you to become an effective teacher. If you like this, come to teacherspd.net, find the subscribe button in the top right-hand corner, give us your email, and we will send you stuff to remind you about all these tips, these podcast episodes, the videos are on YouTube, all kinds of stuff. We will send it to you and make sure that you don't miss a thing. Thanks so much. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, hit subscribe. Come to teacherspd.net and you can click a button and subscribe and get emails as well around this kind of stuff. I would love to help you to continue to become an effective teacher.